The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
So you think everything's going great. You got a team member, everything's working out well, but you find out she's saying these things to your patients. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about this in just a second. Welcome. I'm Dr. David Maddow, along with...
I'm Dr. Richard Maddow. We are your co-hosts for the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We're also the co-founders of the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success, which you can check out at maddow.com if you want to find out more about what we do. Just go to maddow.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. E-newsletter comes out a few times a week. See all other kinds of cool stuff we're doing. Maybe even attend one of our master classes. So thanks so much for being here. Dave, what do you got for us this week?
I got a, well, crazy question, as they say, crazy.
Aren't they all?
Let's get right into it. Rich, I'm going to read it and then we're going to talk about this one. Hopefully we can help a doctor in his practice. So the question starts, dear doctors, I have a weird situation. My assistant has been with me for 16 years. She's excellent clinically, and the patients love her. Lately, she's developed a habit of talking patients out of treatment when I leave the room. I'm not even sure she realizes it, and it starts with something like, wow, that's so expensive. But then that could lead to, you know, it doesn't look so terrible. If it were my mouth, I'd probably hold off a little bit. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when she told a patient that he could probably buy a very nice SUV for the amount he's spending here on his mouth. As I said, she's a really good assistant otherwise, and I hate to fire her. Any advice would be welcome. Thanks. Keeping my name and city anonymous for now.
Good idea. All right. Well, first of all, I have a couple comments. One, completely unacceptable. We'll get back to that in a second. Two, how much is a very nice SUV?
These days, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing a very nice SUV, I don't know, starting at $40,000. I'm not sure.
That's what I would think, too.
I haven't bought a car in a long time.
A nice SUV, I think these days, is at least $40,000. So that's a lot of money. Turned down a $40,000 case? I'm just wanting, you know, it's funny because we've heard instances like this before, and this one's a little different, though, because this person's been with the office for 14 years, and it sounds like all of a sudden they're developing this habit, which I find very odd, and I'm just wondering if this person, like, what made them turn the tide? Why is it that they valued dental treatment? They realized it was a great investment. They were enthusiastic. I'm assuming all these things, but it sounds like it. They were enthusiastic to help their patients get the best dental treatment. Then all of a sudden, they're starting to talk people out of treatment based on money. I'm just wondering if this person's maybe having a financial hardship themselves, or if something like went off, some kind of light shined in their eyes, and now all of a sudden they don't feel that dentistry is a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Something happened, and it could be a financial situation in this personal financial situation in this person's life. But regardless of what happened, and I don't know how she was in the past, but regardless, totally unacceptable. This person is sabotaging the practice. She is like self-immolating herself. She's going to be in trouble. So I mean, bottom line is it's 100% unacceptable. She's been with the practice, yeah, I think it was 16 years, which is not 14, 16
okay,
years.
16.
But a long time, let's say a long time. The doctor has to sit down with her immediately and get this behavior to change, or else she's gone. I mean, you can't have somebody like, even making like joking comments about this, this is nothing you joke around about. When a patient is in the chair and they're ready to commit to a case or even one crown or anything, and somebody makes a comment that says, otherwise, you can't do that. You just can't do it.
You know what's interesting, too? I think this is a really blatant example of, I think you used the word sabotaging, great word, of a dental assistant sabotaging the practice, talking patients out of treatment, telling them it's too expensive, all those things. And this one's very obvious. It needs to be rectified. That this person needs to be told, not only can they not do that anymore, but they need to understand and respect the value of dentistry. But here's the scary thing. And I know you've seen this too, Dave, when we visit our practices and we've talked to our coaches about this as well. Sometimes things are a little more subtle. A dental assistant or anyone in the dental practice won't value dental treatment. They'll think that it's so expensive they can't afford it. But they won't just come out and say you should go buy a new SUV or that's too expensive or you should just leave things the way they are. But in more subtle ways, and even if the subtle way is that they seem very unenthusiastic about dental treatment, they convey that to the patient as well. And in a way, that's even harder to fix. But we've seen that a million times too, where you can tell the dental assistant's thinking, wow, that's a shitload of money. I wouldn't do that if I were them. But they don't come right out and say it, but it's in their body language. It's in their way of presenting it. And that's really a difficult situation.
You know what I think has to take place, Rich, is that every person working, every team member, everybody, and including the doc, but every team member working in the dental practice has to not only really believe in good dentistry, but they've got to believe in the doctor. I mean, Rich, when we've been into offices, it's unbelievable how many times we've seen like a team member that is not even a patient of the practice. They either go somewhere else because of their husband's insurance or some BS like that. But you've got to believe in the practice. And if you don't believe in the practice, something's got to change or you got to be gone, because it comes across so clearly to patients through body language, through like little stupid comments. It comes across. And Rich, when we go into a practice and everybody there truly believes in the practice and loves the doctor's work, and you can just feel it in the air. I mean, you can tell.
I agree. And you know what's really scary too, and we've seen this maybe not as frequently, but we've definitely seen it, when the doctor themselves are not really sure that dentistry is worth the investment. That's a real tough one too.
Yeah,
I think maybe that, yeah, that's kind of a, I was going to say a personality trait, but also maybe something that comes with experience. You get to appreciate it more, because if you've been practicing for a few years, hopefully you've seen how you help patients, how you've changed lives, how you've helped people become healthy, how 10 years later, they're still in your practice and their teeth and gums look great and they have a big smile and they say, wow, I'm so glad I got this done. But you've got to believe in it. Doctors, team members, if you don't, team members, maybe you're in the wrong practice. Hopefully not, but that's a possibility. Or maybe you're in the wrong profession, you know? It's tough if you go through all this training and you're in the wrong profession. But if you don't truly believe in what you're doing, then how does that make you different than a scam artist in a way?
Yeah, exactly right. So I think it's safe to say this doctor needs to sit down with this team member, like immediately, have a face-to-face, have a real, real serious talk that this not only has to stop, but hey, Madge, let's say her name is Madge. They're all Madge, right? I mean, tell me what's going on in your life, because you've been with me 16 years. This is kind of a new thing. And let's talk about this, because it's unacceptable. And maybe I can help you in your life and maybe we can, you know, be on the same page, because this can't go on. We can't have these comments at all.
I totally agree. And again, to just slip in a little thing about care credits, we really, really are big believers that care credit is underutilized in so many dental practices. Don't look at it as a big SUV. You know, give options that are affordable to the patient. And if, you know, some patients can write a check for $30,000, but most can't. Most don't want to. But they certainly want to hear about the great financing options that you have to make the dentistry that they need affordable to them. So it's all about working all the different ways that you can, you know, it's a great investment, be enthusiastic about it, help the patient in any way you can to be able to afford the treatment that they need. And let's get rid of this problem, because it's a bad one.
Good stuff. Should we do the call of the day? The call of the week, I should say.
Maybe it's the call of the year this time, if it's that good.
I have a feeling it's going to be up there.
But before we get to the call,
Rich, let's talk about one thing for a second. We just recently spoke in front of like close to 500 people in Detroit, and it went great. We had a great day. But one thing I wanted to bring up, can you, and Maverick Lab was there exhibiting, the three free crowns people, they were there. And can you believe the crowd, the people that were interested in this lab, and taking them up on the offer of 3 free crowns. I mean, it was amazing because
I was a little bit jealous actually that their booth was more crowded than we were. You know, no, it was fine. They had a great booth.
There were other exhibitors there, and I would say people were kind of hovering around the 3 free crowns booth more than anyone else. It was just it's interesting to find that you can actually get 3 free crowns done to evaluate a lab now, and if you like them, then you can continue the relationship. If you don't like them, you can stop. But there's no risk on your end. I mean, there's nothing out there like it. It's amazing.
I'll tell you, the booth where that guy was selling the cone beam was not saying you can have 3 free cone beams to try to see if you like them.
Exactly.
It is a great deal, and it really says so much about the quality and the pricing and the customer service of Maverick Lab that they're willing to let you try them at zero risk.
Well, I think probably, yeah, and another reason that so many people were hanging around the lab booth, Maverick's booth, is because of the owner. The owner was there. Joe Fay was there. He's got personality. He's a nice guy. He's not just some guy sitting behind a booth, like waiting for people to come to him and, you want to try my lab? You know, he's like a real person, and he attracts people. And not only that, but his work ethic is the same. I mean, you know, when you become a client of Maverick Lab, they take good care of you. And that's why we've been talking about Maverick Lab for many, many, many years. And we really believe in their work ethic and just dealing with, you know, a lab where you can talk to the owners, get them on the phone anytime you want. There's nothing like it. So,
yeah, Joe's a dental industry veteran and one of the nicest guys. Honestly, you said he cares about people. And the other owner, Larry Albenzi, equally nice and honest, but he's a lab tech. So, you know, one of the owners is actually a lab tech, and he's kind of the head man in the lab, and he makes sure that everything they do is top-notch quality, the highest tech digital equipment, and of course they accept digital impressions. He stays on top of all that. So they're an incredible team.
So have you gotten your 3 free crowns yet? If not, it's very simple. Just go to 3freecrowns.com. We made it easy for you. It's all spelled out. 3 free crowns. There's no numerals, no, you know, just easy. 3freecrowns.com. I think probably our great Rory, the guy who edits all this stuff, is going to put a little link down there if you're watching the video. So check them out. Get your 3 free crowns.
But if you're listening to the audio, it's easy to remember too. 3freecrowns.com.
Yeah. It's not 2, it's not 4, it's 3. Although, I wonder if we could talk them into doing 4 or something. No, 3
is don't push it.
3 is like the sweet spot. If you don't know it's a good lab by the end of doing 3 units, then you're not going to know.
And also, before we sign off and get to the call, really quick, a question some people have is, well, what kind of crowns? Well, you can get EMAX,
right.
Ruxer, PFM. You know, the crown that's going to be right for your patient at that time, they're willing to do it for you.
A crown is a crown is a crown. Not true. Not true with Maverick. Not true.
Love is love is love, though.
It's not a commodity. Okay, Rich, let's do this call. I think it's going to be a really good one today, okay?
Let's rock it.
This is Audrey. How may I help you?
Hi, Audrey. I'm kind of working on my New Year's resolutions for next year, and one of my resolutions is to get my mouth fixed up. And so I'm just kind of getting a feel for – I think the first thing I probably need to do is get everything cleaned up. How much do y'all charge for a cleaning?
Oh, it all depends on what insurance plan you have.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, bye. Can you believe this stuff?
WTF. I'm going to say I believe this is episode 39, right?
It is.
Many, many secret shopper calls. That could actually be the worst one.
Unbelievable.
She gave you the worst, most off-putting answer, and then just pretty much hung up.
And I made it a point to say I'm getting, and as we record this, just to let people know, we're recording this towards the end of October 2019. You'll probably be hearing this around November, so end of the year. And I said, I'm working on my goals for next year, and one of my goals is to fix my whole mouth up. But let's start with a
pretty
cleaning.
Good patient.
Yeah. Let's start with a cleaning. How much is a cleaning? What?
It depends on what insurance you have. Thank you. Goodbye.
Click.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That was horrible.
At best, it was horrible. At worst, it was, I don't know, really bad.
You know, it can be an imposing question for some people. How much do you charge for cleaning? Because let's face it, what she said was factually accurate. It does depend on what insurance you have. If you have good insurance, it's going to cost zero. Now, if you have no insurance, it's going to cost a few hundred dollars. If you have periodontal issues, that's a different category altogether. So you're kind of going down a bad rabbit hole, even when you start by saying, well, it depends on what insurance you have. Let's make the patient feel welcome. Let them know they called the right place. Get them in the appointment book, even if it's for a free consult. Sure, if you want to find out after all that's done about their insurance, whatever. There are so many ways this call could have and should have gone, except for this one. Horrible.
Well, I gave her, I think I threw her a softball, Rich, because like she could have, if she had any kind of like intelligence
and personality,
she could have said just something like, wow, that's such a great resolution. You're getting your mouth fixed for next year. We want to be part of this. We've been here for 30 plus years, whatever. I'm just making this up, but we want to be part of making your smile beautiful next year. Let's make this happen. Come on in.
It's so great that you made that decision. And I got to tell you, you called the right office.
Exactly.
Anything.
Exactly.
Horrible.
It depends what kind of insurance you got. Bye.
Yeah. It sounded like she wanted to be anywhere but the front desk of that dental practice.
I think she hates her work. I mean, that's true. Seriously, she's not enjoying what she does, because if she was enjoying what she does, she would take pride in growing the practice that she's representing. And she certainly was not doing that at all.
And if the doctor or hygienist or somebody were kind of hanging around the front desk and said, who was that? She would have said, just another one of those damn shoppers. And they would have all said, oh, yeah, just another one of those damn shoppers.
Yeah,
meanwhile, it's an interesting call with like a real goal and a story who was ready to get things cooking. And boom, she pretty much turned you off and then hung up.
I was going to say unbelievable. But you know something, at this point, Rich, it's no longer unbelievable to me, because every front desk person. Now, I know you're watching this or listening to this and you're probably saying, no, that would never happen in my practice. Well, I'll tell you something. Send us your phone number. Let us do a secret shopper call, because I'm telling you, 99% of the time, the front desk people, the person that's on the front line answering the phone is messing it up. It's a shame. I mean, I'm not proud to say that, but we're proving this. It's scary.
Kind of like that old Doobie Brothers album with the title, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. This is like, what was once horrible is now normal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the new norm.
Though, fix your practice. We're glad to help out. Just get any help, whatever you do, whether it's with us, with somebody else, with a good team meeting, with a solid foundation, do something.
Do we need to grade this call? I think we do, because we grade all of them. So I'm going with the F. There's no other choice.
I'm going to say not only an F, but this person gets kicked out of school.
Fired.
Is that what the F stands for?
I think fired. Yeah, I think gone, done. She's not into it. Done.
Pretty radical.
Hey, that puts another episode in the books. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate you. I'm Dr. David Matto.
I'm Dr. Richard Matto. Thanks so much for listening or watching to the Dental Practice Fixers, and we will see you very soon.